Oh, the political season is counting down to Election Day. Of course you know that. And that means the American Democratic comedy machine is up and running. And while Colbert and Stewart and South Park are going at full tilt, the big gorilla of the so-called Sixth Estate, Saturday Night Live, begins a series of specials tonight, not called Thursday Night Live, by the way. We've been speaking with head SNL writer and Weekend Update anchor Seth Meyers this week, who looks back to the heyday of 4 years ago with a tinge of Sarah Palin nostalgia, but absolutely no regrets. In politics, Meyers says, it's basically always open season.
I don't have any regrets I can think of looking back. Like, I feel pretty good about that. I mean, anytime you can catch someone, you know, you can bring something to light about their life that is a contradiction of what they're saying, that, I think, is always fair game. I mean, I felt like she was out there throwing roundhouse punches pretty much full time, 24/7. And for us, it worked really well. And, you know, a lot of what we were doing started with the early Palin was actual things that Palin had said. And, you know, when you can do that, like, no one can sort of say, like, you guys, this is, you know, this is the left wing attack machine. I mean, there's never going to be anyone quite like that again. I mean, we knew 4 years ago.
You say that like you're talking about Abraham Lincoln. Well, that's so beautiful.
She was two comedians. The Abraham Lincoln of politicians, I assure you. I mean, we knew 4 years ago, like, we were really happy with the work we were doing. We were happy how it was turning out. But we knew it was like, oh, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing where, you know, a presidential candidate chose a vice presidential running mate that looked exactly like the most famous person on our show. And that obviously was never going to happen again. If anything, if it was going to happen again, somebody was probably from the campaign to go, hey, we shouldn't do this.
So if Mitt Romney had chosen Christian Bale to be his running mate,
right,
you would be like dead center, right?
You can only say I look like Christian Bale because this is a radio show.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. So when Clint Eastwood gets up at the Republican convention and does this swinging it skit, you guys feel like that is a gift, a Palin-like gift from
the
comedy gods?
It's a Palin-like gift. I mean, again, I would prefer it if he was Romney's running mate. As opposed to
sure you would.
The guy who introduced him at the convention. That was one where, you know, it was obviously a little old by the time we did our show. We probably wouldn't have done it if we didn't have this, like, Bill Hader impression of Clint Eastwood that we loved so much.
Do you love cutting-edge political satire? Do you like to laugh and think? Then you absolutely can't miss Clint Eastwood. And Chad. The comedy duo that rocked the Republican National Convention.
What do you mean, shut up? Why don't you shut up? Want me to do what to myself? I don't think so, love.
Did you audition chairs?
We had a bunch. It was really funny. We had a bunch of chairs. And, like, it's great. Like,
oh, pick me, pick me.
Well, it's the best because we just have the best crew in the world. And so, like, well, they take everything so seriously. So you show up and they're like, I got, like, 8 chairs.
Oh, that's so great. You know, when Barack Obama gave his talk at the Gridiron Dinner and talked all about his potential and, you know, if I do anything, I'll let you know, jokes like that. You know, these are jokes he can't really make anymore. And in a sense, a sitting president gets a little less funny over the 4 years. Is it harder for you coming back?
It is harder. It's not even just that they get less funny. It's that, you know, elections like, you know, 2000 or 2008, where everybody's new business is just great. It's the way, like, people wouldn't like American Idol as much if one of the contestants was the winner from last year. Like, you like a whole new field. So obviously we're dealing with that. But
you want to change the Constitution that way?
I would love to change the Constitution that way. Well, that would – I would certainly allow for Bill Clinton to run for a third term.
I see. And Palin can come back anytime.
Palin can go. My Constitution would have an open door policy for Palin.
So Mitt Romney, as a character, as a head type.
Yes.
Hair type.
Yes.
How do you discuss the comedic values or liabilities of someone like the Mitster?
You know, in 2004, I played John Kerry, and I feel like there's a similar problem as a performer to approach things like that, which is there's not much of a hook or a handle. And the impression. You know, it's very hard to exaggerate gravitas for comic effect or sort of squareness, which I feel like both of them had a little bit.
Credenzas aren't funny.
They're not that
funny.
They
just sit there.
They do. But the nice thing is Mitt Romney has, in his own way, generated a lot of, you know, I think he's sort of said a bunch of things he wishes he could take back or said things in ways he wishes he could take back.
Always helpful to you.
Always helpful to us. There is that thing of, you know, you want them to start doing something different wrong because at some point the comedy seems a little bit redundant. You know, sometimes you'll hear someone say, like, oh, they're going to, you know, make fun of Mitt Romney for putting his foot in his mouth again. And you want to say, like, well, you know, as soon as he stops, we'll stop.
And there's some comedy potential there.
There is some
maybe
comedy.
Maybe he went to, like, some therapy and had somebody, like, here's where the foot goes, Mitt.
You know? Well, I'll tell you, it does seem like in recent days that's where he has some very good instruction of where to put the foot.
How do you think down the road on what might be funny? How do you anticipate something that maybe isn't directly in the news? Say the debates coming up are going to be, you know.
You get really excited about the debates, mostly because the format is perfect for comedy. And I'm really looking forward to all four of those.
And in terms of the debate prep, is that funny? Imagining what goes on, imagining how the candidate might be struggling with one thing or another?
I mean, the debate prep that I'm the most excited for is just the fact that, you know, Paul Ryan and Joe Biden are going to debate. I think that's the one that...
That's the one.
That's the one.
And, you know, we've asked this to a lot of people. Who do you think is more scared about that, Ryan or Biden?
I don't know if... Biden doesn't strike me as a guy who, like, is capable of fear. I mean, I don't know what that is attributed to, but he doesn't strike me as a guy who's ever scared of anything.
So you've had a bit of a succession crisis there at SNL regarding the sitting president that America at large has not experienced.
That's true.
How does something like that happen, and how does somebody get told you're no longer the president?
Well, yeah, fortunately for us, it wasn't a crisis. You know, we had a situation where, you know, Fred had done it for, I guess, 4 years.
Fred Armisen.
Yeah. And if Obama wins re-election, Fred is likely not going to be at the show for another 4 years. And so you try to find a time to sort of get people used to the new president on the show. Jay Farrow, who's, you know, in his third year now, that's the sort of thing that I think he sort of, like, you know, learned the ropes of the show enough to pull it off. We really like his impression. And a lot's happening in Fred's life outside of SNL, like, including, like, you know, his show Portlandia, sure, which is one of the best shows on TV. So I think it was a time where Fred was happy to sort of pass it off and incredibly gracious about it. In all my time at the show, I've never seen somebody be more gracious about turning something over than Fred was with Jay.
There's no, like, impeachment in proceeding, and then Lorne Michaels comes in, and it's
looking
like the Supreme
back,
Court.
I wish we'd done an impeachment of Fred just for
really?
Yeah, that would have been good for the next SNL book.
Last question on rules of the game. South Park can do Mormons. Can mm-hmm. SNL?
Not to the level South Park does, but I feel like almost no one can get as close or as far past the line as South Park does.
And Mitt Romney, a one-term SNL president?
I think a no-term SNL president based on how this last week's gone. But we'll see.
And let's keep the roles clear. We report. You, what is it you do?
I don't really know. It's a joke about.
Well, it's
make light of.
It's essential
yeah.
to our American political
well,
system.
Well, thank you.
For sure. Seth Meyers, Saturday Night Live head writer and host of the show's Weekend Update. In the beginning of the home stretch of the most comedically valuable political part of the season.
A lot of pressure on us. I hope we come through.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.